Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick, who's got a tough re-election campaign. And on our pundit panel today, we have Bill Brainerd, Allison Galdon, and Rue Goodnow. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nevada, we've got a crisis. Not your lame midlife crisis. Come on, people. It's an education crisis. Worst dropout rate. Overcrowded classes. Thanks to Jim Gibbons and Brian Sandoval cutting education and neglecting our schools. Now Sandoval's going to cut even more, laying off 1 in 5 teachers. And if you're thinking, aw, man, just another political ad, download Rory Reed's education plan and think about that. More of the same? That's Brian Sandoval. A plan to totally transform our schools. That's Rory, the man with the plans.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the international law firm of Greenberg Traurig, serving our community for decades as Nevada lawyers and as Greenberg Traurig since 2005. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dick Gamick. He's the Washoe County District Attorney and running for re-election. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Glad good to see you, here. Dick.
Right.
Dick, let me start off. Judge Robert Perry said he would not order sanctions against you after you made a comment about the James Bela case that you allegedly said, quote, he has heard some people say decision day is better than sex. Could you comment on this remark and the judge's ruling?
Yeah, that's words close to what I said. I'll give him that. This was after the verdict had come in, after the jury being excused from the courthouse, from courtroom. One of the victim's family says, how does it feel? And I said, you know, one time I heard a comment made that getting a guilty verdict is better than sex. That's it. That's the whole thing. Next thing I know is I get a comment made in an order that was improper, and I'm going, wait, what happened to the First Amendment? What happened to the Gentile case and the other things we have here? The jury was gone. They'd been admonished. And it was a comment made among a bunch of people, and everybody laughed at it. Then later on, I did a motion to strike his added-on piece to the order, and later on, I get an 11-page order citing that I had violated all these rules. I'm not even going to pursue this any further. I'm done. No sanctions, no hearing. No comments from me. Everything came from the media. I was concerned about it enough that I contacted all the victims' families. None of them had any issues with this whatsoever. I contacted Kay Lane. She chewed me out for even worrying about it, saying Mills used to say that stuff all the time. Even when I was sitting there, he would make comments like that. So it's done as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Judge Perry can do whatever he wants to do with it.
Now, your reference to Mills is former DA Mills Lane, who was famous in saying that catching crooks is better than sex. Is that where they're...
That's one of the things he said. He said a guilty verdict is better than sex. He's watering a poppy is cheaper than feeding a prisoner. There's a lot of comments he used to make.
It was a joke.
Yes.
Okay.
And there is a history between you and Judge Perry in his re-election bout. Elliot Sadler, your deputy DA, was his opposition.
Our history goes way back to the mid-70s, Sam.
So, you know, that's where that comes from.
Yes, sir.
Roger Holmes, who's running against you as for DA, was on the program, and he was complaining that you have made traffic stops, and he says that that's not appropriate. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, let me start here with Roger Holmes, first of all, because he's made a lot of statements. If people want to believe what he has to say, then go for it. He's made all kinds of things, some based in fact, some based I don't know where. Pretty hallucinatory. He was in our office until 2006. At that time, he was not given an option of resigning. He was told, resign or I'm going to fire you. From 2006 to 2010, he was a deputy public defender. He was given the same option again about leaving the office. So since then, he said he has retired. He said he left because there was conflicts between us and how to run the office. He said he didn't know, he told the Nevada News and Review he didn't know why he left the office. So we've got all this, let's start with that basic foundation. Yes, I have made traffic stops, and I haven't made that a secret at all. That is not my job. That's not what I do all the time. I have stopped a guy driving the wrong way on Pyramid Highway drunk. I have stopped people at 60 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour residential zone, and I have stopped people at 45 miles an hour in a 15 mile an hour operating school zone. Those kind of people pose a real serious hazard to the safety of people in this community. I have sworn an oath that I will do everything in my power to protect the safety of people. I am in the NRS as a law enforcement officer. The agency, the DA's office, is a law enforcement agency. My car is an emergency vehicle, as is every car we have in the office. They're all equipped with emergency lights and sirens, and we have all the proper paperwork to do that. So if it's illegal, Mr. Holmes, show me. I had people tell me it's probably not the smartest thing you do, and after all of this, I have to agree with them. But I'd sure hate to see somebody get hurt because I did not take some action and there were no police around to take it.
You have mentioned off the air.
And if I may, just one more thing.
Yeah.
5 years as a police officer, so I do have the training and experience to do it. Go ahead.
You've raised some concerns that there are things being said about you that are just outright lies. For example, you attacking an old woman.
Yeah, Mr. Holmes has said in some of his writings that I'm supposed to have attacked an old woman when I made one of these traffic stops. I have not touched anybody on any of these, and again, I'll challenge him to come forward with any of it. He's making all kinds of statements out there, and I'm not going to waste my time with the different things that we have facing us now. We have some really critical issues in that office that I'm addressing and I'm taking care of and that I have for the last 16 years. I'm not going to waste my time with all this stuff. If this is the best Mr. Holmes can do, have a good day. If people want to go with him because they believe this garbage, then go for it.
Are you willing to debate him on the program?
Pardon?
Are you willing to debate him on
this
program?
Absolutely. And if you're the moderator, you're doggone right, so I will, because I think then we'll stay with the issues and let's get the things in that need to be coming out.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dick Gamek when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Thanks for your help, Don. Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This segment of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the international law firm of Greenberg Traurig, serving our community for decades as Nevada lawyers and as Greenberg Traurig since 2005. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dick Gamick. He's the Washoe County District Attorney and he's running for re-election.
Well, Dick, let's get back to your opponent, Roger Holmes. Now, he on the show, he said he agreed with the Reno News and Review comment that portrayed you as a quote, Junior J. Edgar Hoover, keeping files on potential enemies for decades. He cited your long-running spat with Judge Perry as one of the people you're keeping tabs on for over decades. Could you comment about this?
This is just another totally uninformed, ignoramus comment by my opponent. When I came into office, Terry Russ came up to me, who is my chief investigator, and said, we have a bunch of files on people in this community. Whoa! What are we doing with those? Well, one of your predecessors had me collect these, and I kept them all, and they're in the office. You go right now to the shredder, you shred every one of those, and I don't want to see them, and I don't want to hear that any of those files are still around. Do you hear me? Yes. We keep in our archives all of our major cases. Judge Perry wound up being involved in a case that involved five attorneys using drugs and being under the influence of drugs, a case that I personally prosecuted. That was still in our archives. That was still locked up in one of the vaults. We keep all our death penalty cases in there. We keep our murder cases in there. We keep every case that has public notoriety or major stuff. There's still cases in there back from Larry Hicks and Cal Dunlap in that vault and from Mills Lane. So we have all these archives. Went back into the archives on that case and found the paperwork that said Judge Perry had been using drugs.
Who was the predecessor who kept the files?
I would just as soon not get into that.
All right. You said in the earlier segment that there are critical issues that you are trying to address here after 16 years in office. What are those critical issues? Are they all budgetary?
That is probably the primary one, Sam, is budget. And believe me, I fully understand that people are out of work, that people, that businesses, I talk to business leaders all the time, and there's people just hanging on with their fingernails today because they don't know if they're going to survive the next 6 months in their business. So I understand all this. So this isn't me coming in crying. That has hit us, too. I've lost 39 people in the last just over a year. The thing I'm really proud of, and I'm super proud of the people in the office, is we are still doing all of our mandated tasks. And then people say, well, you lost 39 people. Obviously, you were fat. No, we had a lot of programs going that were beneficial to the people of Washoe County that we had to quit and we had to get rid of in order to cut back down. But we're still able to do the mandates. And that's another thing Mr. Holmes has said, is that morale is down. We're not doing our job. All these other, again, throwing a whole bunch of garbage to see if anything will stick. If morale was down, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. And in addition to all the mandates and everything else we do, we still have an office that is extremely involved in the community, to include the food bank drives, drives for families, clothing drives, all kinds. We dropped at a school, Mount Rose Elementary. We do a lot of other things in that office for the community, and I am extremely proud of that bunch of people.
Well, Dick, one thing you and Mr. Holmes agree on is the illegalization of marijuana. He is against it. He said that it saps the industry and the ambition out of our young people. How do you feel about legalization of marijuana? You've stated your views on the show before.
I'm on record for the last 16 years, I guess, as being totally against this. I'm still totally against it. I have a debate coming up here next week about legalization of all drugs, which I am absolutely totally against. I wasn't aware that Mr. Holmes had taken that position. You asked him directly, how do you feel about legalization of marijuana? He never answered that. What he did say is, if it hurts kids, then I'm against it. He qualified that quite a bit. I don't qualify it. I'm against the legalization of all drugs. Sam and I have discussed this quite often with respect to that. There's a myriad of answers, reasons, and it'll take the rest of the show to get into it. But I am definitely against it. I have been against it, and I will remain to be against it unless someone can show me something a lot different.
Now, let me ask you about prescription drugs. That seems to me that that's legal. And yet it's becoming a bigger and bigger crisis, not only for our youth who are raiding their parents' and grandparents' medicine cabinets, but also for the adults who are taking these prescription drugs and perhaps mixing them with other substances, including alcohol, that can cause greater problems than somebody smoking a joint.
You have no argument from me. The abuse of prescription drugs has gone up. I don't have answers to these things. I just know that making them legal and making them available to everybody is not going to solve the problems. And just to show a great example of that, I'll point to the Netherlands. Their taxes are some of the highest in the world, and it's to pay for medical care for people who are taking all of these drugs. That's just one of the myriad of problems that you come up with this. What the answer is, I'm not sure. We're not winning the war on drugs. I'm well aware of that. But to legalize them is not the answer.
Let me ask you about the Mexican drug wars, and what is their effect on northern Nevada at this point? We're seeing it obviously in southern Nevada.
I haven't seen any carryover here. You know, I hope this is wood. I haven't seen any carryover here yet. I hope I'm not putting a bad hex on us to bring it up here.
We're not seeing gang markings on people in neighborhoods in this area?
Oh, well, tagging and gang markings, we've had those all along, ever since the gangs started proliferating here. And unfortunately, due to the budget cut, you're not seeing those removed as quickly as they used to be. So that's here. But as far as the violence, over 6,000 murders last year, I think it was along the border, on the drug wars, we haven't seen that up here yet, although we have had some gang shootings, but we've had those.
Dick, back to marijuana. Does marijuana prosecutions and arrests clog up the system at all?
With the system we have going with the drug court and with taking the users and putting them into the drug court and letting them go through that type of system, and we have drug courts here for both adults, children, families, and we have several drug courts, with taking them through that kind of system, with what the legislature did on making it a misdemeanor for possession of up to an ounce of marijuana, there's been things that have happened that, no, we're after the dealers, we're after the big buyers, and I don't see those clogging up. Another thing that's been asserted in this is that the prison is absolutely jammed with people over drugs. That isn't true. Not when you go look at it. You go look at it, you see they're in there for other crimes besides just drugs. When that claim was made by the Marijuana Policy Project last election, they said the prison's crammed with people on just marijuana. We went and checked it all. Three were in there, and those came from the cow counties after judges had given them every break in the world and got tired of it and sent them.
And that's where we have to leave it. We will look forward to the debate between you and Roger Holmes on this program.
Bring it on.
Thank you for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
City Center was in trouble. It was so dire, the company had purchased fencing to shutter the project. Then, Harry Reid called the banks, and they made their loans. Reid saved 22,000 jobs, but Sharon Angle wouldn't have saved City Center.
Would you have saved City Center?
No, I would not.
22,000 jobs, and she wouldn't have lifted a finger.
As your U.S. Senator, I'm not in the business of creating jobs.
Sharon Angle's just too extreme.
Here's important news for all Medicare beneficiaries with diabetes. If you're a diabetic, you know how important it is to test your blood glucose. And these new alternate site no-code meters make it easier than ever. They require no coding when you change strips and eliminate painful finger pricks. You can receive one of these new meters free. And if you're on Medicare or have private insurance, your testing supplies may also be covered. Call 1-800-MEDICINE now to see if you qualify. It's easy. You'll pay no upfront expenses. Medicare will be billed for you, and your supplies will be shipped free. Call now, and you'll also get this free Diabetic's Guide to Medicare.
Call 800-651-6889. That's 800-651-6889. The call is free, and there is no obligation.
1-800-MEDICINE gets you the diabetic supplies you need with free home delivery. So call 1-800-MEDICINE today for all your healthcare needs.
Click on MyNews4.com and get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Browse the latest news, sports, and weather only on MyNews4.com.
I'm asking the tough questions that you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to our all-star pundit panel today on Nevada Newsmakers. First, let me introduce Bill Brainerd, who I call my favorite Republican. He's a community activist. Allison Galdon, president of Agile Campaigns. And Rue Goodnow, attorney with Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. Welcome to you all. Let's start with polls. And late last week, the Las Vegas Review-Journal and KLAS Television in Las Vegas came out with a poll that showed Harry Reid has taken the lead over Republican challenger Sharron Angle, 44-37%. Bill, let's start with you. Is this the beginning of the downfall of Sharron Angle, or is she going to bounce back later in the campaign?
Well, as you know, I'm voting none of the above, and as far as I'm concerned, yes, people are beginning to understand who she is. People up here in the North, at least a lot of us, know her and wouldn't support her. But the people down south wouldn't know, and they're listening to Club for Growth, and they're listening to some of the misinformed people out of Sacramento in the Tea Party Express movement. But, things are starting to happen, and people are beginning to be worried. Also, just as an aside, I think some people are starting to figure out if you get rid of Harry Reid, you're going to get somebody like Chuck Schumer, and you think Nevada's in trouble now. They're really going to be in trouble if Schumer gets in. So I think they're figuring it out. It takes a while, but they're figuring it out.
Well, Allison, the whole battle cry for the GOP was anybody but Harry Reid. What is going on with that?
Well, that didn't work for us when it was anybody but Bush. So I think it's going to be in Harry's favor that's going to happen. And, polls are just a snapshot for the moment. And there's a lot that can happen between now and November.
Well, Rue, that's true. And you got to look at Sharron Angle is just starting to crank up the money machine on her campaign after winning a very tough primary election.
I'd like to expand on one thing Allison said, and that is polls are just a snapshot. It was very interesting to read the 44 versus 37 percentiles, and in the same, I think it was the same issue of the paper, John Ralston's column, where he talks about an earlier poll that still showed a dead heat. So, there's some movement going on, and I think there will continue to be movement going on throughout the fall. This is a race that's being very closely watched nationally. If you looked at Wall Street Journal's weekend edition, they had a big feature article on Sharron Angle. There is a lot of attention being paid to this race, and consequently, a lot of attention being paid to the specific issues that the candidates are talking about. And I think as we begin to evaluate specific issues, that's where Harry Reid's going to either pull way out in front or pull back, depending on what the voters in the state of Nevada perceive as to be the real issues. Most importantly, I think jobs. Mm-hmm. If unemployment continues here in the state to hover around, what is it now, 14%?
Actually, today reports it went up to 14.2%, a state record for unemployment.
If that continues, then I think Harry Reid has very significant problems with continuing with this election. If we start to get a handle on unemployment here, then I think his command of the issues, his experience is going to help him out a lot.
Okay, Bill, what about this unemployment issue? It seems to be it would help Sharron Angle overtake Senator Reid.
Oh, I think it has. It certainly has an effect on the campaign. I don't dispute that. I think some people, of course, here in Nevada realize that Harry Reid may be the person that might be able to stop another move for Screw Nevada, like they did with the Screw Nevada legislation. So people across the rest of the United States are more than happy to send in money to defeat Harry Reid. That's a big hue and cry. But the people living here in Nevada ought to rethink that and decide whether or not that's really such a good idea. You don't want to trade a theocrat for a Democrat. It's just not something that should, you know, that I want to see happen. So, is unemployment a problem? Of course it is.
But Sharon won't solve it. She'll tell you it's not her job to solve the unemployment as a senator. So, you know, yeah, people may be disappointed that she's that Harry's not doing enough for employment, but Sharon says that's not her job. So that, I don't know that that's an argument.
Well, this morning's New York Times shows that nobody really knows what the root cause of the present unemployment problem is. The stimulus didn't help. They're thinking about another stimulus bill. The economists are, you know, give that really mixed reviews. We've got this mushrooming public spending deficit, and that's something that neither of these politicians really is able to adequately address, in my mind, what we can do to get a handle on our economy, or whether or not we've addressing the root issue, have we reached a new equilibrium? I mean, is unemployment going to stay where it is?
Well said. I couldn't agree more.
Okay, we got to cut it off right there. We'll be right back after a few messages from our sponsors with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
Another bad idea from Sharon Engel.
As your U.S. Senator, I'm not in the business of creating jobs. People ask me, what are you going to do to develop jobs in your state? Well, that's not my job as a U.S. Senator, to bring industry to this state.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
No jobs, no Social Security, no Medicare. And now Sharon Engel wants to abolish the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency. Just another bad idea from Sharon Engel.
Are you one of the thousands of Americans who've been touched by mesothelioma? If you're a victim of mesothelioma, it's likely that exposure to asbestos is to blame. The dangers of asbestos have been reported for nearly 100 years. So while companies in the asbestos industry understood the risks, many failed to protect their workers. If you're a victim of mesothelioma, don't wait to take action. Start planning for your family's future. Call 1-800-793-0388 now. That's 1-800-793-0388. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson.
Nevada, we've got a crisis. Not your lame midlife crisis. Come on, people. It's an education crisis. Worst dropout rate. Overcrowded classes. Thanks to Jim Gibbons and Brian Sandoval cutting education and neglecting our schools. Now Sandoval's going to cut even more, laying off 1 in 5 teachers. And if you're thinking, aw, man, just another political ad, download Rory Reed's education plan and think about that. More of the same? That's Brian Sandoval. A plan to totally transform our schools. That's Rory, the man with the plans.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone.
How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
BinVerified.com.
Log on to BinVerified.com/TV85 now.
Thanks for watching. You know, you can catch all of the shows, including today's, on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Tomorrow's guest is Jeffrey Lawrence. He's a fiscal policy analyst for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.